So I'd like to invite Father Damien to come forward. Address the assembly.
Thank you. There may be a little bit of a prejudice here because I was told I could only speak for 5 minutes and then I would get the gong. So I noticed some of my brothers were able to let loose a little longer, but I actually imposed the 5 minutes on myself, so I don't want to get John Passano in any trouble. It is a great honor and a blessing to be with my brother monks here and to have the representation of our monastery being invited so kindly by Ajahn Passano and the monks here. As Hung Shun had made reference to a friendship that exists between his monastery and Abhayagiri, it might seem a little strange for our monastery and Abhayagiri to also consider ourselves friends, and yet something beautiful to celebrate. I think oftentimes in ecumenical efforts and gatherings, there is a tendency to want to diminish or ignore the differences that exist among people's different approaches to their faith tradition. And I think the reason maybe why we have been friends is because we don't ignore the differences. We sort of celebrate them, and sometimes we have to laugh at the differences. We feel a little bit like we're the hairy, uncultured, dirty version of monasticism coming down to these hairless but civilized monks here at Abhayagiri and the civilized people that come to this monastery. I'm sure, if I spent a little longer time here, I would think otherwise, but and some of you have been with us. We've had some of you on our side of the mountain, so we know you, some of you, well enough. Hung Shun, I had no idea that he would be here, and he is my friend and my brother, and I that's a strange thing for me to say. I was terrified the first time I visited the city of 10,000 Buddhas. There was a monk there trying to get me to come to the front of the temple or the place where they pray. And knowing nothing about Buddhism, I thought it was also just an act of respect for me and my role as a Christian monk or something, just to move forward. As you know, Christians and oftentimes Catholics sitting in the back row is kind of the most preferred place. So I was actually, since I didn't know what to do, when to bow, or how, what I was bowing to, I thought I better stay in the back. And this monk who didn't speak English kept trying to pull me forward. And I was very resistant. And finally, he just sort of threw up his hands. And then a large gong went off above my head, and I realized he was trying to save me from myself. We tell the story in the Christian tradition that we've received from our Jewish brothers and sisters in the Jewish book of Genesis, that God created a place for man and woman to dwell called a garden, and there they dwelt together in communion with the divine. They spoke with the divine. They walked with the divine. They saw the divine. There was this communion in this beautiful place called the garden. And while we might approach our understanding of spiritual realities differently, and we do, We do share this mountain together like a garden. And from our perspective, we believe that we are meeting God in this place and on this mountain. We refer to it as Mount Tabor, a place of transfiguration, a place where Jesus took three disciples and there was transfigured into light. And Abayagiri means fearless mountain, the place where we overcome anything that would keep us from living in faith. Fear, as I understand it, would be the opposite of faith. And that we share this mountain together is for me a profound statement of friendship. We don't have to agree on everything, but we can walk together, and sometimes we do. We had a recent project, thanks to the good efforts of the monks here inspiring that, and Ajahn Jody Paolo, he said that I wasn't to use his name too often. He came to a church service at our monastery, and I referred to him, I think, three times, and he thought that was a little too much. So in all humility, I'm just going to refer to him once here. But a forest project that we had together doing some work on top of the road. And that reminds me of something that happened at the very beginning. And it was Ajahn Sumedho, Ajahn Amaro. I won't use dates because I'll get them wrong and they'll all be arguing with me. But came in. Ajahn Pasano, were you there when we met with Father Boniface? I don't even have the names right. And Ajahn Sumedho, I could always remember that because, you know, I say tomato, you say tomato, I say Ajahn. That was the only way we could remember. They had to have the most difficult names that anybody ever took. But they came to us, and our founding abbot, who had a strong European accent and just couldn't understand why another group of monks would want to be on this mountain, and had great respect for the monks that came and for the Buddhist tradition, but he just couldn't understand why they had to be here. And so he used a phrase that he translated into English from Flemish. And I don't know that it translated well, but it was, it's not good to have two roosters on the same dung heap. I'm afraid all of our faces turn various colors, and I thought at that point the dialogue between the Christian and the Buddhist monks was over, but somehow the humility of my Buddhist brothers and their kindness was not to be undone. And we continued to try to work together. And I brought an icon today. In our tradition, we use icons as windows into eternal spaces. But it's an icon that was given to us 20 years ago by the monks of Abayagiri. And it's just a simple icon of a woman holding a child. We call the Mother of God and the Christ child. But as you see, it's in the shrine of a Thai Buddhist shrine. I don't know what this is exactly referred to as the shrine, but it, for me, it's an icon that is the first icon that you greet when you come into our little chapel. And 20 years ago, when they brought this to us, I felt that this would be a window for us to remind us of, we oftentimes think of the eternal kingdom. Jesus refers to the kingdom of God being at hand among us and within us. And that if we look carefully, and if we open up our eyes wide enough, we may be able to see that garden, that place of communion with the divine, even now. And Abayagiri and the monks of Abayagiri, and even some of their friends, have helped us to open up our eyes. And so we want to thank Ajahn Pasano, all of the venerable monks here who we are so honored to be with, and all of you to be our friends. We thank you. And we're going to just end with a little song, because Ukrainians have to sing a song, and then you'd probably throw us out afterwards, but I'll go stand over there.
Thank you so much.
Can we give him 5 more minutes?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for coming. And it's been an honor and a blessing for our community to have you here. And, of course, to have you for neighbors for 20 years. So.